My name's John O'Bacon, and I live my life online.
My name's Stuart Langridge, and I don't have a life to live online.
And this is
Shot of Jack. It's increasingly possible to live your life online, to store your data somewhere else, in someone else's custody. They've always been the iconoclasts who refuse this. They run their own mail server, their own web server. They refuse to have anyone else take any responsibility because their data is theirs and not for other people to play with. Where you stand on that debate defines whether you see these people as brave holdouts or as the equivalent of those American guys who have a cellar full of guns and canned food. But is having all of our lives available to us at the click of a mouse button actually a good idea? The more we do online, the less we do offline. When shopping happens at eBay and food's delivered to your house every day by Graze.com, are we missing out on social interaction? Michael Karniana Prakorn recently stated that well over half the people he studied were spending less time talking to people face-to-face or on the phone, and the Washington Post say that a quarter of Americans say they have no one with whom they can discuss personal troubles, more than double the number who were similarly isolated in 1985. Web forums might be touted as the new neighbourhoods, but are we building a world where every man really is an island?
This is actually something that's been concerning me quite a bit recently. Like you, I spend a lot of my life online working with online communities.
Yes.
And there people get together and they work on projects and all the rest of it. And online communities, whether it's Ubuntu or Facebook or Twitter or OpenStreetMap or whatever, are wonderful places to be. And one of the wonderful things I love about the internet is the fact that no one's weird. Like, there's always going to be somebody else like you on the internet with the same values, same kind of ideas and all the rest of it. But what concerns me is that people aren't balancing out time on the computers engaged in this environment and time offline, getting exercise, seeing their family, spending time with friends, doing something such as, I don't know, playing the guitar or whatever it might be. It kind of concerns me that people are spending too much time plugged in.
But part of what the internet brought to us, precisely this idea of the global village, is that it's a lot easier to find people who do share your interest. Now, I mean, if you're interested in Ferrari driving or left-hand basket weaving or whatever it is you're into, you can find people who share that interest, who are as passionate as you about it, and it doesn't matter whether they live in Dartford or Delhi. And you couldn't do that before. When you were condemned to have your social circle and the people you socialised with and worked with and talked to and so on, when you were condemned to those people being the people who lived in your street in 1955, then you didn't have anything shared apart from the fact that you chose to live in the same town, which is basically irrelevant. The whole point of online communities is precisely that it avoids that communities are shared based on interest.
And I want to be completely clear. I'm not talking about, you know, meeting people in your community physically locally. I'm not talking about if you're interested in, for example, GNOME, getting offline and going meeting a GNOME person who lives down the road. That's really hard. Most people don't have that available to them. And if you live in the middle of nowhere, you're just not going to be able to do that. All you're going to be able to do is hang out with a sheep called Derek. What I'm talking about instead is people just getting offline to do something else. I'm talking about people having... I believe that the human condition requires many different things. It requires, you know, healthy eating, it requires exercise, it requires for your brain to be stimulated in lots of different ways. And one of them is being online. But the being online is just this incredible overflow. It's like a bucket overflowing with information. And it concerns me that this is actually having health impacts on people. I mean, the rate of depression has gone up. I mean, 1 in 10 people, it's fairly well acknowledged that 1 in 10 people are likely to suffer from depression. And it could be as high as 1 in 4 will suffer from some kind of depression in their lives. And this can, in some cases, lead to Alzheimer's. I mean, that's, you know, I think there's really long-lasting health impacts. And for me, it's more important that people are healthy than people, you know, submitting code and documentation, whatever else.
A part of the thing that interests me about this is that social networks and stuff like that consciously ape the language of actual relationships. You know, areas of these websites are called neighbourhoods and so on. But there was a study by Michigan State saying that Facebook worked well for you if you were already the sort of person who makes friends easily. So people who are deliberately spending their time online because they're shy or they're not great at social interaction and they find that kind of thing easier on the internet might actually find that the problems they have when going out and meeting people in the real world are just perpetuated inside online communities. I mean, the people I know who are popular and motivators and leaders in online communities tend to be exactly the same way offline. The stereotypical geek is someone who can't talk to anyone in their actual real life, but are a firebrand online. And there aren't actually that many people like
that. I've noticed that as well. And I think the other thing is, to be frank, I think it's healthy for a person to be faced with the challenges of learning how to operate in a physical social environment. Like, there's a certain amount of, it's easy in some ways for people to kind of like just descend into the shadows and never be faced with having to be able to operate in a social setting, a physical social setting. And while the internet's wonderful in the fact that it allows people to have a voice and a confidence online that they would never have got if that didn't exist, again, it's about a balance. I don't think that should remove the responsibility of people learning how to actually, you know, talk to people in the real world. And I think if we can encourage people to get out there and hang out with people in the real world and encourage them to spend time online as well, that's going to make for a healthier and more balanced human being.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to stop people burning out at quite such a high rate.
Yeah, I mean, I think burnout is a big thing. I mean, I've talked a lot about this in the communities that I've been involved in, the fact that you've got this burnout cycle that people often go through. And burnout is essentially, it's mental stress, and it can affect people's mental health. People who are so plugged in to computers often will suffer a form of burnout. And getting away from computers is typically the solution. Like, when you see like recipes for avoiding burnout, it's always get away from work, get away from computers, you know, spend some time with your friends and family.
That it's actually there is some awareness of this as a concept. It's now actually slightly trendy to talk about how you're going to unplug for a weekend or for a week or whatever, and I think some of that is genuinely because of awareness in people's minds that it's not necessarily a good idea to spend your entire life plugged in. Getting past the trendy point is exactly the same as the awareness of RSI rose in our community. Three, 4 years ago, this was, where RSI was a thing that never happened to any of us. And then people started to think, well, actually, maybe it does happen. And now it's been the knowledge that you ought to get up and walk about for 5 minutes in every hour and not spend your entire life typing because your fingers will start to hurt or your shoulders will start to hurt. And that awareness that these things are actually a bad idea has permeated its way into the community. And I think exactly the same thing's happening with unplugging.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really, really important to, for people, if it's trendy to be offline, then that's a good thing. I don't think people should do it just because it's trendy. They should do it because it's just good for your health.
Yes.
But the important thing, of course, is when you do get offline, is don't be dialed into your BlackBerry for the entire time. You know, get away from it.
That's exactly the point, that unplugging now is a lot harder than it always used to be. When you had one computer and it was in your bedroom or your study or your office or whatever, in order to be online and participating, you had to be in front of it. So by definition, if you were anywhere else, you weren't online, you were unplugged. But now that everyone's got a smartphone, or they've got a BlackBerry, or they've got a netbook, or they've got two netbooks and a laptop and an iPhone, then you have the potential to be online all the time. And that, you know, that's a really good thing most of the time. Yeah. But it does mean that if you decide you want to unplug, it's actually quite a lot more effort than it used to be. It's not just a question you say, I'm going to unplug now by not going into my office for 2 days. You now have to explicitly take a real conscious decision to disconnect yourself from the internet.
So, as ever, this is the start of the conversation. I think that there's an opportunity for the Shot of Jack listenership to have a really interesting and cathartic conversation about this in shotofjack.org. I would love to hear people's thoughts on how much time they spend online, how they deal with this information that comes in, what their attitudes are towards burnout, attitudes towards the apparent health impacts of spending too much time online, what approaches and techniques and methods have you used to relax when you're not online. If you're interested in contributing to the conversation, you absolutely should, and go to shotofjack.org/discuss, and you can find out more there.